shame and defeat. The cage match would spell the end of the rivalry. Elijah's ancient showdown with the prophets of Baal was a cage match. There would be no ambiguity. They would fight until the end, except that in Elijah's case, there was no choreography. The stakes were higher, and this moment would be the moment when the ancient war between the pagan god Baal and Jehovah would be settled once and for all. In 1 Kings, we learn that it was the confident Elijah who challenged the prophets of Baal to this showdown. The rules were simple. Whichever god sent fire from heaven to consume a readied sacrifice would be declared the one true god. The prophets of Baal were the first to try, and they spent all day yelling their mantras to Baal. They even started cutting themselves to demonstrate to their god how serious they were about all of this. They danced and pleaded and bled from morning till evening. Remember, Elijah was a bit rough around the edges. There's a sarcastic edge to him in the biblical account. As the prophets of Baal became louder and louder, and as their praying went longer and longer, Elijah began to taunt them. In 1 Kings 18:27, he barked at them, "Shout louder! Surely he is God. Perhaps he's deep in thought, or busy, or traveling. Maybe he's sleeping and must be awakened." Elijah's Hebrew word for busy is sometimes translated to imply that Baal might be indisposed. For the less sophisticated among us, indisposed is a word that polite people use to refer to someone who is sitting on a toilet. I like Elijah. He's feisty. He's gritty. He's human. I think God liked him too. Elijah wasn't just going to sit on the sidelines watching these pagan priests fail at jarring their god from his lethargy. Elijah threw insults at them. He was like a football player from Georgia or Texas. He wasn't content just to know that he was going to win and that his team was the strongest, fastest, and best. No, he wanted glory in his victory. He wanted to make sure that the other team knew that they were weaker, slower, second rate. Elijah was the kind of guy who puffed out his chest, chewed a little tobacco sometimes, and rubbed in a victory. And after a whole day of exasperated babbling by the prophets of Baal, when there was blood and chaos everywhere, it was finally Elijah's turn. Elijah might have had his ups and downs, but when he had faith, he had Teflon faith. He knew beyond a doubt that there was something drastically different about Jehovah, the God of Israel, and the one true God. So Elijah did something risky. He turned things up a notch. He asked that the altar to Jehovah be saturated with water once, twice, three times. Not only would God have to send fire from